The next patient is Cheryl Woodall. W-O-O-D, like in Delta A-L-L. Cheryl, S-H-A-R-O-L. Number one, this is a clinical case of a 66-year-old female patient of Mr. Smith, A-E-R-M-P. That was referred to this office because of evaluation of the kidney function, period. This patient... in the laboratory workup that was done in November the 2nd, 2023, the comprehensive metabolic profile shows a creatinine of 1.1, a BUN of 27, and an estimated EFR of 57, which is consistent with the CKD stage 3A. The albumin creatinine ratio was slightly elevated at 41.2, with the determination of albumin of the urine less than 3 micrograms per milliliter. The protein creatinine ratio is within normal range. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension has been treated with lisinopril, 40 milligrams. Today, the blood pressure is 157 over 90. The patient states that she gets blood pressure levels at home of 130 over 80. Period. My request is for a blood pressure log that we can share with the primary, and if necessary, we make adjustments in the medication even more when we have a potassium of 5.6. Period. The patient was instructed about the need to cut down a high potassium content food. A list of this type of food was given to the patient. Period. She was also instructed to let us know if the blood pressure is elevated. We will be more than happy to switch the medications. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control, hemoglobin A1C 6.1. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The ultrasound of the kidneys was not done because of a scheduled deficiencies at the hospital. She will pursue this ultrasound in the near future. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. And the patient stated that she would like to coordinate the blood work in 6 months according to the primary as well. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face, 20 minutes in documentation, 7 minutes.